Let me give you a gospel card.
Okay. My name's Tupos. What's your name, sir?
Jim. Your name's Jim?
Yep.
Nice to meet you, Jim. So here's a gospel card. That's the biblical gospel to eternal life.
Okay.
That doesn't cover Life Fest, but actually it does. Life Fest, by the biblical gospel of eternal life, we come to Jesus Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection and his shed blood. And the Bible calls us to repent, to turn from every false way. Life Fest is full of false ways, and I'm going to show you. Just give me a minute. And so by repentance, you got to be willing to leave every false way and come out of all sin, transgression of God's law. Life Fest is full of sin and transgressions against God. When God sees a willing vessel, not just church attendance, he will give you the Holy Spirit. You become born again. And when you're born again, guess what? Your heart changes. You no longer want the things of the world. You no longer want false Sunday church. You want what pleases God, because the Holy Spirit leads you to holiness. And you walk in holiness and obedience, and then you endure in sound doctrine every day. And if you're faithful because of what Christ does, you are eligible for salvation. It's a free gift that costs you your entire life.
What happens if the Holy Spirit brought me here?
Okay, hold on a second. I'll answer that. So that free gift that costs you your whole life is like, going to work for a company. They give you a job for free, and they say, yep, we're going to make you president of this company. Mm-hmm. And they give it to you for free. You didn't pay for it. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You got to move. You got to go relocate. You got to show up every day. Sure. So there's a cost to it. So salvation has a cost, but it's a free gift of God we could never earn. Now, what did you just ask me? I want to answer that. You said, what if the Holy Spirit brought me here?
The Holy Spirit brought me here.
Brought you where? To Life Fest? Yeah. The Holy Spirit would not bring you to Life Fest, and here's why. Well, unless you were going to go inside and preach the gospel and call people out. If I went inside, I would last 10 seconds. They'd throw me out with the police. So that's why I stand outside. The Holy Spirit never contradicts the Word of God. The Holy Spirit never takes you into sin. This is sin. Let me tell you why. Bob Lentz, who started Life Fest, mm-hmm. is a worldly, carnal, heretic man. It's right on my testing. You look up Google Life Fest Exposed. My testing comes up number 2 on Google. I've got 2 whole articles on this. He promotes Roman Catholicism. He says they're his mentor. I got pictures of him praying. They put the Roman Catholic Mass on every day here. That is a pagan. Are you Roman Catholic? Okay. That is a pagan blasphemy against our God. Bob Lentz is compromised. Now let's go to the gospel they're going to preach and say, well, we have other gospels. So they promote demonic ways. The Roman Catholics have killed 50 million people over the ages. It is a pagan corrupt system. It's where you get Christmas and Easter from. They're not God-ordained holidays and everybody's keeping them. They're going to have a guy called Andrew Palau in there. Andrew Palau, I got him on video on my website. He says, here's the gospel according to Andrew Palau. Believe Jesus died for you and receive and raise your hand, say this prayer, and you're going to heaven. That sound like the biblical gospel? That's the evangelist they're going to have in there today.
And I'm here for the music.
Now let's go there. Toby Mack, your daughter's here, but I got to say it because if she reads the Bible, she's going to see this, or her daughter, granddaughter, whatever. He's a music whore.
Okay.
Now, she's old enough. What's a whore? A whore sells her body for money. Toby Mack sells his so-called talent for money. What did Jesus make a whip for in John 2?
In the temple.
Who's the temple today? Who's the house of God today? The body of Christ.
Yeah.
They're selling the things of God. Jesus would make a whip and overturn this place. He's a multimillionaire We are the temple. We're making... He's in there doing to the body. That is not biblical music. He's a worldly carnal man. Toby Mack unites to his old group, DC Talk. DC Talk, the members of it, have deconstructed. They threw Jesus to the curb, and guess what they're promoting now? LGBT. Toby Mack is right with them, hand in hand. This is what you're promoting in there. This is not biblical music. This is a false gospel. This is a carnival for goats. This is not for the true set apart sheep of God. And my website for free teaches on what is biblical Christianity versus today's evangelical, non-denominational. Study, test yourself. My email's on there. If you can show me anything that's wrong.
Thanks for your view. I'll repent.
Check out our site. Look at all those websites. But you can't follow Christ lest you're in spirit and truth. The judgment and wrath of God is coming. Thank you, sir. The judgment and the wrath of God is coming. How do you love God, sir? Come and show me in your Bible how we love God. Yeah? By obeying him. 1 John 5:3, you're not obeying God at Life Fest. You're not obeying God while you live worldly. You're not obeying God as you live in sin and wickedness and carnality. So there's one of the workers here saying, oh, love God. We love God. This is what we get out here, loving God. They think loving God is just telling God with your lips.
that we love God. I don't got to act different, dress different, live different. I don't have to give up my associations. I don't have to preach a biblical gospel. Loving God is keeping his commandments and coming out of the world. This is sin and worldliness. This is not loving God. This is wickedness. This is carnal Christianity that will not save anyone on Judgment Day. And praise God, we've got to talk to sheep to spread a whole bunch of seeds and tell a whole bunch of people about the truth that Bob Lentz and Life Fest, that should be called Flesh Fest, is not Christianity. We love you enough to tell you, folks, you're not here to worship the real Jesus. You are here entertaining your flesh. You live in the flesh. You dress in the flesh. You do Sunday church in the flesh. You do all your proclivities, Packers, hobbies, sports idolatry in the flesh. You're here to entertain your flesh. And it's loving to call you out of your sin and your worldliness. And that's what we're here to do. The wrath of God is upon you, not the love of God. The love of God goes for those who are in Christ who repent of their sin. You haven't repented of your sin. You're living in your sin. You're practicing unrighteousness. You're practicing false doctrines. You're practicing carnality. You're practicing pagan ways like Christmas and Easter. We don't want that for God's people. We want them to walk. Paul says sound doctrine saves you. 1 Timothy 4:16. Why? Because we're working our way to heaven. No. You can't work your way to heaven. Faith is of God. Repentance is of God. New life is of God. Holiness and obedience is of God. Endurance is of God. But guess what? You do have to walk in it, even though it's of God. He gives it to us. Our will must bend to him. And in your will, you have to repent and come out of every false way. God is not a slave master. You have a free will. By your own free will, you're here practicing carnal Christianity. By your free will, you're uniting to Roman Catholicism. The mass goes on every day here. Bob Lentz is a worldly, wicked, false, motivational speaker that deceives young people. He might save some of them from killing themselves. Hey, that's a good and worthy thing. But guess what? If you save somebody from killing themselves and you teach them a damnable doctrine and a false gospel, you've saved their life for a few decades. When they die, they're going to hell. You did not really love them.
How do I get to heaven?
If you really love them, you will seek the kingdom of God with them, about them, for them, and tell them the truth, that you must repent and come out of every false way. That's why we've exposed Life Fest.
How do I get to heaven?
If you search Life Fest exposed, you see it come up number two most times, because God placed it there. I put it on the internet, but my Father puts it where he wants it. To expose Flesh Fest, to expose Roman Catholic Bob Lentz, a wicked man, to expose music whore Toby Mac, selling a false gospel and fleshly carnal Christianity that won't stand on Judgment Day. And so it's loving to stand in the broad road to destruction. It's loving to tell you that the wrath of God is upon you lest you follow Christ in spirit and truth. It's loving to tell you to turn from every false way.
Tell me how I'm supposed to get to heaven.
To repent and seek the kingdom.
How do I get to heaven?
It's all over my website, sir. You're a mocker.
No.
It's a mocker. You can read it.
I'm not a mocker. I'm asking.
It's on my website. I've been preaching the gospel. If you stand around and listen long enough, you'll hear it. I preach it about every 5 minutes.
Okay, well, tell me.
Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised.
What do I got to do to
lifting up Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They follow him to holiness, righteousness, and obedience. They follow him to sound doctrine. Jesus said, unless you worship in spirit and in truth, you worship God in vain. keeping man-made traditions?
So how do I make
Why would you keep man-made traditions that worship make your worship of God in vain? Mark 7, 6 through 9. Why wouldn't you worship God in spirit and in truth and come out of the world and come out of your carnal Christianity and come out of every false way? It's loving to tell you the wrath of God is upon you. The wrath of God is coming for all you that practice sin and unrighteousness. As you live in your false ways, as you live in sin and carnality, it's loving to tell you the truth, neighbor. Jesus didn't die for you so you could live and follow carnal, fleshly Christianity. Jesus didn't die for you so you could keep false Sunday churchianity. Jesus didn't die so you could dress your temple like the world. Jesus didn't die so you could come listen to music whores like Toby Mac selling the things of God. He's a wicked, carnal, compromised man that unites the people that threw Jesus to the curb and promotes LGBT. That's Toby Mac. Bob Lentz is a heretic that unites the Roman Catholicism. Let's call it what it is. It's not Life Fest. It's Flesh Fest. This is not of Jesus Christ. You're not here worshiping God. You're here entertaining your flesh. Unless you repent, you're going to lose your souls, neighbor. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth.